Attention, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Adrian Lozano Show. Rock and roll.
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long.
And taking a long look outside.
Hello. Guten Tag and Konnichiwa. This is the Adrian Lozano Show, and I am Adrian Lozano. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Yes, I've been doing okay. Enough about me. I'm still alive, so let's do the show. All right. Today's episode's gonna be some original music from my goofy brain. My goofy brain. Bunch of goofballs. He's all hopped up on goofballs. And then he's gotta deal with a bunch of lame brains and yo-yos. Mixing up two things. Hopped up on goofballs is an old time-honored tradition. And lame brains and yo-yos, why, that's just what people get called in, you know, Tom Savini horror films. Bunch of lame brains, yo-yos. Oh, that's a good movie. I am here today to talk about three movie trailers. I haven't even seen the fucking movies, and these movies are already affecting me in a weird way. Three movie trailers that made my eye holes leak. I leaked from my eye holes. My eye holes got a little moist. I got all Kevin Smithy with it. And I didn't want to. I don't like it. I don't like it when I show emotion. It scares me. Makes me feel like that jar that I'm just cramming everything into inside of me is just like starting to crack. Gotta get some duct tape around that jar. Oh boy. Okay. So, I'm a big fan of, I like pretty much every kind of movie, whether it's a documentary, whether it's based on a true story, because some documentaries can be mockumentaries and not based on a true story. The Dewey Cox movie, Walk Hard, is a great example. It's an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, son, Dewey Cox has to think about his entire life before he goes on stage, all the way back to when he was a child that went smell blind after killing his brother with a machete. Oh, memories. Black sheep. Black sheep. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, fuck. Okay. I gotta do a Dewey Cox episode, because that fucking shit's amazing. By the way, John C. Reilly did all the singing himself. For real. Just saying. Get in your corner, Duke. Get in your corner. Okay. The important thing to remember is that these movies hit me in a weird way. I don't necessarily have to explain myself to anybody, so go fuck yourself. But let's get into this first one now. Anybody like Jenna Malone? I like her. She's pretty. But boy, can she act. Lorelai is the name of the first trailer. We gotta get it out of the way, because boy, it fucks me up. It looks good. I'm gonna watch it, and I'm probably gonna, like, have to excuse myself and say that I, like, you know, accidentally cut myself shaving so I can, you know, get away. My shoes just squeaked. Oh, that's not good. Oh, fuck. Okay. Anyway, yeah, let's check it out. Oh, I'm sorry.
You get free room and board in exchange for 3 hours of chores of the day. Understood?
Yeah.
It's gonna feel strange at first. Just give it time.
So what's the key to self-control?
Self-care.
I saw Dolores the other night. I
Never saw two kids love each other the way you did.
I wrote you.
I wanted to write you back. I got pregnant. I have three total.
Been busy.
Yep.
You want to move out of the halfway house and into your girlfriend's house? Says here she has a part-time job and has three children. Well, she ain't winning any Mother of the Year awards bringing you home.
It's okay. Waylon's family now.
Howdy. We gotta surprise her like Dad said.
You know I ain't your real dad, right? Me living with you, tying your shoes, playing I Spy games, none of that makes me your dad.
What then?
What?
What makes you my dad?
We were going to move to L.A. after I finished high school. We were going to watch the sun go down on Sunset Boulevard.
Not go to sleep until it came up in the morning.
And now I'm a maid with three kids and you're an out-of-work felon.
I hate you! I know!
Why don't you take one bite? Have yourself a little fun.
Just making up for lost time, that's all.
You smell like diesel and cheap perfume.
I don't even know how to do this anymore.
They're not even my...
Just say it.
They're not your kids.
But they should have been. Because it wasn't supposed to be like this.
Dolores, hey!
Believe it or not, you're a gift to this family.
I loved you so much when we were younger. And then you just went away.
Where the hell are you?
I'm making good, baby. You just wait and see.
Okay, that was Lorelai. Lorelai initially came out last year, but I just saw it, so it's new to me. There you go. Lorelai, fun fact, also part of the German or Germanic mythos. She's the chick that threw herself into the, what is it, the Rhine River? And she then became an entity that... a siren. She became a siren that lured men to, I'm sorry, my cat's like trying to get in. No, we don't want any! Oh shit, he's gonna get in here. She lured sailors to their death. Because some dude broke her heart. A faithless lover? What was it called? Not a faithless lover. Holy shit, you already came in? Dude, say something! Like, I was over here looking for you. Alright. You got anything to say about the movie? Alright, calm down. Alright, the next movie coming up is a movie called Ride the Eagle with Susan Sarandon. Everybody's favorite Sarandon. Susan Sarandon.
Hi, Leaf. Look at me talking to you even though I'm dead. That's trippy, right? Well, I'm still here. Spiritually, I'm right behind you. Whoa! That was a good one. I got you. Nope. I got you. I know. Yeah, I did.
I hereby leave my cabin to my son, provided he completes this list of tasks left for him at the cabin.
Do you want a gun?
No, should I?
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I don't really know.
My mom.
This list could be anything.
I know. I wasn't the mother you wish I'd been. I did not teach you enough stuff. So I made this list of lessons I learned to be most important on this planet. Number one, be the predator, not the prey.
Who are you, man?
Your mom and I were lovers. I'm gonna miss you, sweet girl. Your mind, your sense of humor. Taste in the morning.
Your next task, call the one who got away and say you're sorry.
Hey, Audrey, it's Leaf.
I'm sorry, is that a name or a word?
We dated for 3 years.
Why don't you give me your phone number, and then if I can remember who you are, I'll just give you a call back.
It's 4.
You're so dumb, Leaf. Oh, buddy.
Sometimes life is messy. It doesn't go as you plan, but it's not over.
I'm too stoned for this.
I want for you to experience the best of this life.
Will you come up here?
And feel everything along the way.
My biggest regret is that we didn't spend any time together.
I'll tell you a lot of stories about her. She had quite an appetite. She was a very, very sexual animal, and that's probably not what her son wants to hear, I guess.
Are you lingering? Don't linger. Stop the tape, please. I've tried so hard to get this all together.
Okay, shut up.
Please.
All right, that one also. Sometimes. Did you ever see the movie with Michael Keaton called My Life? I tell you, if you're not making home movies for your children like Michael Keaton from My Life, then you're just too busy with your real life to do something that's like deeply moving and emotionally gut-wrenching and rewarding all at the same time. Boy, it's a weird combination of emotions. Anyway, that shit's tray bizarre. Okay, moving on. We've got the third thing that made me get all weepy in the face. Fucking What If, man? Fucking What If?
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. And taking a live look outside 37 at Carolina.
Yeah, peace. I love peace. I'd be out of a job with peace. Do we know each other?
Time. Reality. Reality. It's changeable.
Where you want to be? That's the question, isn't it?
Every universe is different. Each one unique.
Slow down a little bit. There's a few people in the room that don't understand. Not me. I get it.
Who are you?
The name's Captain Carter.
I am the Watcher. I observe all that transpires here. But I do not, cannot, will not interfere. I guess I have to freestyle then.
Hey!
We have you outnumbered.
A Ravager never flies solo. I said, never flies solo.
Is that some kind of catchphrase?
You had me worried for a second.
Journey to face the unknown and ponder the question. What if?
You could have a Disney Princess hard drive, whatever. Look, it doesn't matter. The important thing is they've got to have a way, because like I fear. I only fear intangible things. If the internet goes away and everybody's got to rely on all the media that they have, meaning like let's say one day you wake up and there ain't even analog signals anymore. Oh no, that'll never happen. Oh no. Let's say you wake up and you can't get any kind of reception. You can't get any kind of service. Even though there's so many networks that are wireless, that are up, and so many satellites. Let's just say you can't get anything, right? And you're stuck with only the media that you've saved and procured. You know, like all those sex tapes and all those weird birthday parties that you wish you didn't have to record. What are you gonna do, you know? So, okay. Let's go ahead and make this a do-fuller, a two-fuller, a crew-fuller. Okay, I can't wait to see What If. I can't wait. It's about the only Marvel thing. Like, I'm still wrestling with my emotions because I thought I could be a smart son of a bitch and just buy the physical media when it comes out. But no, I learned too late, in fact, that there will be no physical media. That's right. There's not going to be a DVD of Wanda and Vision. There's not going to be a Blu-ray of Captain America, but it's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You know what I'm saying? But there's also a Captain America. So. Man, I'm angry. It's so goddamn frustrating to think that you can't even fucking get your goddamn movies the way you used to. I remember walking uphill both ways every Tuesday just to go get a new release so I could get a little manual release. But no. No, not anymore. It's been a long time. It sucks. It really does. I will always love my physical media. I'll never get rid of my fucking... I still have VHS! Oh, I'm angry. I'm angry at Disney. I mean, now look, if they decide to sell me a flash drive that's got all the Avengers movies on it, plus all the Avengers spin-off series, and it's like a, you know, what do you call it, like a terabyte or whatever, and it's just all Marvel stuff, and then they give you another fucking, you know, hard drive that's all, Disney movies with ducks, and then another hard drive that's all Disney movies with pigs. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm a bit of a data hoarder when it comes to getting my physical media. I don't care if I already got one copy. Having another copy is just gonna mean that when I fucking meet somebody that hasn't seen said movie, I can give it to him. Like the son of a bitch that I am, I'll give him something they didn't want or ask for. Feels right, you know? Feels good. Makes me feel like I did my good deed for the day. What do you think about the show today? You don't like it? Yeah, I don't blame you. Really taking a turn. I tell you. The banter. I miss the banter. These guys have some pretty witty banter. What do people tune in now for? The banter with his cat? Cat banter? Hey, cat banter. You got something to say? All right. Alrighty, so I'm going to wrap up this episode by telling you what I've been watching lately. I've been watching American Horror Story, the first one, the one with the first people. It's got Dylan McDermott, it's got that chick from Spin City, everybody. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows her name. The chick from Spin City, the redhead, the... look, she's okay. Then it's got, what's his name, Evan Peters? I wanted to call him Peterson. It's a bit jarring at first. That second episode kind of threw me for a loop. I remember the first one, I was like, this ain't so bad. Second episode, I was like, the fuck is this shit? But, sorry, I have to wipe my face. Anyway, yeah, I am up to the 10th episode. I just finished the 10th episode, so I'm on to the 11th. There's 12, and the reason I'm doing this now is because I saw the trailer for the next season to come out this year. So I figured, what the hell? I'd never really watched much other than a couple of episodes in passing, but if you haven't seen it and you like watching people die, it's a good show to watch. I say that, but like, there's a catharsis in watching like a bad guy get their comeuppance that really, really does something for the human psyche. You know, it's gratifying. It's almost exhilarating to see the bad guy get brought to justice, or just see a really horrible person get, you know, taken down by a mob. It's just cool either way. Evan Peters delivers a performance that's not only chilling and haunting, but I can't not see him as Quicksilver. He's always going to be Quicksilver to me, like forever. Like, he's in all these other seasons or whatever, but like, the dude's Quicksilver. There's even a spot where he fucking runs. I think it's like episode 9. He runs away from these people that he killed. I mean, I was like, oh my god, he's running. It was so... It took me out of the gore. It took me out of the horror. And I was like, oh my god, look, it's Quicksilver. I mean, come on, man. It's... That character... It sucks when you see somebody do something right, and then you see somebody do something and it's not what's right, you know? It's if we could have just had the Quicksilver from the X-Men be the Quicksilver in Age of Ultron, they wouldn't have killed him off. They couldn't have killed him off. He would have been too badass to kill off. It's like, did you see the kitchen with the stuff and the things? Man. Then the explosion in the second one. That explosion, I don't know about that one. That one seems a little far-fetched. But then again, you know, it's also pretty far-fetched. There's no such thing as X-Men or, you know, mutants or whatever. So, all right. Let's check out that trailer. And then I'll leave you with today's lesson of something.
You've heard all the stories about what happened here, right?
Yeah, like Amityville Horror on crystal meth.
Be careful who you trust.
It's a cinematic experience.
Don't look!
Kristen, I believe in you. I get it!
Ho, ho, ho.
There are hundreds of spirits in this place. Most of them not very nice.
We're concerned about the effect of violent content on our society.
Holy!
I'm sorry. That was dark. I went dark. I apologize.
There's so many wonderful ways to make people suffer.
I think I would have made a fairly decent, not a crooner, but one of the, what are they called? Not a cappella, what are they called? Barbershop quartet, you fucking freak. Or a quintet, or a sextuplet. No, that's not right. I could be one of the guys that goes, you know, or, what's another sound they make? Oh, I feel like one of them's a real, like, racist one. Like, it's like, they say doo-wop. Like, doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. It's like, I don't think you can say that nowadays. That might be something to somebody. I don't know. Is anybody really anything to anybody? Yes. And yes. I would like to thank everybody who is anybody, especially if you're a nobody, because anybody who's a nobody is somebody to me. And you can take that to the blood bank. All right. I have to tell you that it's been fun. And I have shared things with you that you probably didn't care about. And I have told you things that you'll probably forget. But I will finish this with a little piece of advice that's also a fun fact. The movie It. It cannot fall on the ground if it is already on the ground. Like that new bong you just bought. That you shouldn't have bought, but you know what? You only live once and you got a good deal on it, so what the hell? Remember, it can't fall on the ground if it's already on the ground. I mean, the same can be said with a lot of things. If you got your phone, you put it on your lap, either put it in your pocket, you put it on the ground next to your keys, next to your, you know, drink or whatever, and they'll all be hanging out, but they'll all be on the ground. So that way, they can't fall. And I'm not saying no tables or whatever, but for certain things. The bong was the best example. I should have stuck with that. Okay, because then you're going to have people putting lamps on the fucking floor, and then dogs are going to knock them over. Cats are going to be freaking out. It's going to be weird. So let's just stick to the bongs on the floor, usually designated in a corner. I feel like this could have been better executed, but oh well. I'm almost always a hot mess. Aren't you, Lozano? Okay. One of these days I'm gonna stop looking in this mirror. But then if I stop looking in the mirror. Oh no. Oh no. I should do the movie Mirrors. Like, not like remake it, but like I should do it. Yeah, shot for shot. No. I should do a retrospective on that, because there's two or three of those. And maybe a little bit, yes. Okay, cool. Ugh, Lozano, you suck. Finish it up, boy, you got what you gotta do. Okay, so, in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my circadian Cardassian. Turn off the lights, listeners. Get real creepy like. Talk about the time I went to go see Brian Ferry. Oh shit, it was the Tobin Center. I want to say it was 2018? 2018? Like the winter of 2018? It's the show started at like 7:30. I've been a big Roxy Music fan ever since I saw the movie Wonderland, and actually I think it was the trailer for Wonderland that got me introduced to Roxy Music. Brian McFerry. And do I think that the Talking Heads and Love is the Drug sound the same? Psycho Killer and Love is the Drug apparently sound the same. They sound similar. I don't know if I believe that. They're close. I'll give them that. They are close. Dare I say second cousins. It's a very thin wishy-washy line, but certainly, it's up for debate, because I mean, it's the case, the jury's still out, the case is still open. It's, I don't want to play the songs, because I, you know, sometimes put these videos on YouTube. By the way, my YouTube, Adrian Lozano Show, my website, Adrian Lozano Show. .com. Make sure to look out for yourself. Be aware of your surroundings. Do your best to watch your back, because nobody's going to watch it for you forever. Somebody's eventually going to let their guard down, and they're just going to get distracted. So even if you think you got somebody, you still got to look out. Anything can happen. Alright, now that I scared you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Listen, it'll be all right. You can't be afraid all the time. because it's exhausting. But you can take an extra second, go that extra mile, and just make sure to double check certain things and to really enjoy every moment that you can, because it's important. You know, as I say that, standing in a room, looking in a mirror, having a cat sit in front of me on my chair, I just think it was intended for the purposes of humor. I'm grateful that I can do this show and talk to you fine people. I'm definitely grateful that I still have what I have. I will speak to you in the future from the past, and I will probably see you, maybe never, making music because I really, really like making music. I'm working on setting up my drum set, which is a Frankenstein of two drum sets. So that means, like, when you stand up from playing the drums, your arms extend out just like that bud from Grandma's Voice. Grandma's Boy. Oh, I know. Well, come here. You want to say goodbye with me? I'm taking a really long time. Boy, there he is. There's the special guest. The man of the hour. Yeah. My handsome young man. How you doing, boy? Who's a good boy?
You have been listening to the Adrian Lozano Show.
Okay, so definitively, they're two different animals. They don't sound the same. I tried syncing them up best I could with this much, you know, attentiveness. That's a word. Yeah, man, no. They're two different animals. Like I said, the only way that they'd be cousins would be the bass line. But even that's different. You know what I'm saying? Distant cousins. A cousin of a cousin. Distant. Yeah, I don't know why that was a thing. When I was looking up to see if Talking Heads ever covered Love is the Drug, because I walked into a room and I heard Love is the Drug, and I said, well, that sounds like the Talking Heads, but I know it's not, but it sounds like them. And then it turns out it was a thing on the internet, like 8 years ago. I don't know where I was. Probably lost in some kitchen. Some kitchen in my mind. All right. I will have to tell you about that Brian Ferry show. It was a kick-ass show. Anyway, I just thought I'd wrap that up. You know, there's a little something about finishing what you start. Eventually, you gotta do that. At some point, you know, just like, I think it was Picasso that said that artwork is never finished, it's just abandoned. Gosh, I hope that's Picasso. I could be wrong. Turns out it was Betty Ford. Not Betty White. Betty Green. Okay.
Drugs is the love.
Shit, who was that? Okay, I'm in front of a computer now. I have a mirror, but I'm not looking at it. Not out of shame, just out of spite. Alright, so. Let's see here. And wishing on a star. Okay. what was I looking up? Art is never finished, only abandoned. Quote. Mm. Leonardo da Vinci. God damn. Oh, and it took me so long. I had to go through so much scrolling and so many ads. Art is never finished. Only abandoned. Get away from me. Leonardo da Vinci. Very cool. Yeah, even the get away from me part. Yeah, it's right there. It's in every history book. Believe me, it's there. Don't check it. It's there. It's there. Okay. Yeah. Only abandoned. Get away from me. All right. Leonardo da Vinci. Who did I think it was? You know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that I thought it was Betty Ford. She was busy with her motor company, as we all know very well. Oh yeah, by the way, and last but not least is some original music by this guy right here, not the cat, me, and it's 666 bytes, or bits, 666 bits, or 83.25 bytes, you know, just a good old fashioned title, the kind of title you don't get anymore, bits and bytes. Alright. Enjoy it, or not, or whatever. I shall see you, like I said, probably never, but I will talk to you in the future, in the past.
Evil was released.
Alrighty, folks, that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode because I've got editors and I've got deadlines. Crazy man psycho. So, I want to thank you very much for listening. I want to thank you very much for doing the right thing, even though nobody was looking. There was a camera on you. So, good on you for doing the right thing. I also want to let you know that it is imperative that you tell people about the show. I'm a man that's just trying to get by on his good looks. It's not getting me very far, folks. It's not getting me very far at all. So, if you could do me a favor, throw what you can my way. It'll be appreciated. My cats will be on the show more. It'll be great. So, I also have merch in case you feel like you should get something other than the sound of my voice. I do a bunch of designs. I've been designing weird images forever. ever since I think I was asked to do a diorama and I brought a collage, a 3D collage, but still a collage, and was given a failing grade. But it didn't deter me from being defiant. Oh no. If anything. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, before I go down that path, because there's going to be a day where it's just an episode about all the people I hated in elementary school. I remember them all. And they will get theirs. That's right. Alright, so the important thing to remember is if you learned anything, it's your fault. I said I had a fact for you. Does he?
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff.